In Rainbow Rowell's Slow Dance, we encounter a rare literary gem that has captured the hearts of readers across generations. This novel has become something of a cultural phenomenon, with celebrities from Taylor Swift to Mindy Kaling citing it as a favorite exploration of timing, connection, and second chances. What makes this book particularly resonant is how it navigates the complex terrain of long-term friendship and unresolved feelings, a theme that has earned it comparisons to classics like When Harry Met Sally, but with a distinctly modern, emotionally raw approach. The story of Shiloh and Carrie's decades-long dance around each other speaks to anyone who's ever wondered about the roads not taken and the possibility that some connections are simply meant to be, regardless of timing or circumstance. January 2006, Shiloh, a divorced mother of two young children, receives an invitation to her old friend Mikey's second wedding in Omaha. Despite her financial struggles and complicated life circumstances, she's determined to attend. After her ex-husband Ryan picks up their children, late, as usual, Shiloh dons a clearance rack dress and heads to the reception, having missed the ceremony. The reception venue, a youth wrestling club transformed for the occasion, becomes the stage for an unexpected reunion. When Shiloh arrives, she discovers her seat has been given away, leaving her to reconnect with old high school newspaper friends and settle at a table with Mikey's relatives. As glasses clink for the bride and groom to kiss, Shiloh's gaze falls upon the head table where she spots Carrie among the groomsmen, someone she clearly shares a complicated history with and wasn't expecting to see. Their first interaction is charged with awkward energy. They exchange pleasantries about their lives, Carrie's Navy career, Shiloh's work at a children's theater, her two young children. Standing close to him feels strangely familiar, like stepping back into high school, yet the years between them hang heavy. "It's so weird to be talking to you," Shiloh admits, "and not know, you know?" When she asks if he needs to return to the head table, Carrie simply responds, "No one will miss me." This chance encounter at a wedding becomes the catalyst that forces them to confront their shared past, a history filled with unspoken feelings, missed opportunities, and the lingering question of what might have been if timing and circumstances had aligned differently. Through artfully woven flashbacks, we discover the roots of Shiloh and Carrie's relationship in their high school years. Their routine was intimate and established, riding to school together, hanging out by their lockers with friends, sharing study hall in the journalism room with Mikey, and participating in after-school activities. Even when Carrie had ROTC commitments, Shiloh would wait by the flagpole for him rather than walking home alone. Their friendship was marked by a unique dynamic, Shiloh constantly poking and prodding at Carrie, testing boundaries in a way that revealed her deeper feelings. After seeing an art film called Delicatessen with Mikey, they drive home, dropping Mikey off first before parking in Shiloh's driveway facing the park. In these private moments, their interaction would shift. When Shiloh asked if Carrie would eat her if they were stranded on a mountain and she died first, his response was telling, "What would I have to live for?" Their relationship was complicated by Carrie's ROTC involvement, which led to heated arguments about military service. During one particularly intense fight while walking home, Shiloh questioned the entire military-industrial complex, while Carrie insisted, "Someone has to serve." When he asked if she'd rather have someone like him, someone she trusted, in the military, Shiloh's response revealed her deeper feelings. "No, I don't want you anywhere near there." The argument culminated with Carrie walking straight into traffic to get away from her, a physical manifestation of the distance their different perspectives sometimes created. These formative experiences established a pattern that would follow them into adulthood. Intense connection paired with fundamental disagreements about life paths, resulting in a push-pull dynamic that kept them orbiting each other without fully coming together. Throughout their high school and early college years, Shiloh and Carrie's relationship existed in a perpetual state of almost-almost dating, almost confessing feelings, almost crossing the line from friendship to romance. This dance of near misses and unspoken emotions forms the emotional core of their story. Their senior prom exemplifies this dynamic perfectly. While others dance, Shiloh and Carrie sit at a table watching. When Becky from journalism asks Carrie to dance, Shiloh encourages him to go, but watching him dance with someone else makes her uncomfortable. For the last song, Carrie asks Shiloh to dance, insisting the ritual matters, but she refuses, leading to an argument where he calls her stubborn and miserable. Her refusal isn't about the dance itself, but about what it represents, the impending separation graduation will bring, and her fear of saying goodbye. This fear manifests again after prom, when Carrie mentions that graduation means saying goodbye. Shiloh refuses to accept this, pulling on his sleeve and demanding, "Don't be done with me. Don't say goodbye." Though Carrie seems frustrated by her intensity, he eventually agrees, unable to deny her anything. The pattern continues into college when Carrie visits Shiloh's dorm after boot camp. As they talk, Shiloh touches his military haircut, running her fingers over his scalp in a moment charged with tension. She tells him she missed him, that seeing him made her realize, "I had a hole in my chest." When she looks like she might cry, Carrie finally crosses the line and kisses her. This moment changes everything and nothing. Carrie reflects that kissing Shiloh had always been a bad idea because you can't date your best friend in high school. He already knew her so well and loved her so much that there was nowhere for their relationship to go except straight to the finish line. What would they do? Get married or destroy everything if they couldn't? The timing never seemed right, and so they remained caught in this dance of almost, with Carrie telling himself, maybe someday they'd both be ready. The pivotal moment in their history occurs during Carrie's visit to Shiloh's college dorm after boot camp. What begins as a friendly visit transforms into an intense weekend that will haunt them both for years to come. After their first kiss, they end up on Shiloh's bed, with her in his lap and his hands under her skirt. Their moment is interrupted when Shiloh's roommate, Darla, walks in, but after an awkward conversation, Darla graciously leaves to study for 36 to 48 hours, giving them privacy. When they're alone again, Shiloh expresses uncertainty about their relationship since Carrie is leaving for Orlando, and they don't know when they'll see each other again. Despite the practical impossibility of a relationship, they both admit they want to be together anyway. Later, Shiloh suggests they have sex, explaining she wants her first time to be with someone she trusts completely. "I probably love you," she admits, describing how she's made a permanent home for you in my heart. Their first time is quick and gentle, with Shiloh laughing and kissing his face afterward. The second time is more intimate, with Shiloh repeatedly telling him, "I love you." They spend two perfect days together, ordering pizza, watching Star Trek reruns, and being intimate. Though they'd agreed their timing was bad for a relationship, these hours feel like they've finally arrived at where they were meant to be. But when it's time for Carrie to leave, Shiloh abruptly tells him he's free of obligation, that this was just an island of good between friends. Confused and hurt, Carrie leaves. They exchange letters and occasional calls afterward, but the connection fades. Eventually, Carrie learns Shiloh has a boyfriend named Ryan, and they stop writing to each other entirely. This weekend becomes the defining moment in their relationship, a brief period of perfect connection followed by a misunderstanding that would keep them apart for 14 years. After their college weekend, Shiloh and Carrie's lives take dramatically different paths. Carrie commits fully to his Navy career, traveling the world and developing into a disciplined officer. He meets Brianna during officer training, and they begin dating despite being stationed at different ports. When she asks if he's ready for marriage, he hesitates, wanting to be careful. 6 months later, he proposes, but senses he's asked too late. Their relationship deteriorates as Brianna pushes for more than Carrie can give, while he loses himself in work. 2 years after proposing, she breaks up with him by phone. Meanwhile, Shiloh meets Ryan, an aspiring theater teacher 2 years her senior. They performed together in a 1940s comedy where Shiloh plays a rake in high-waisted pants and a pencil mustache. Ryan proposes during a curtain call, with the audience and cast as witnesses. Shiloh, stupidly in love with charming, handsome Ryan, who was always the best-liked person in every production, says yes, while the cast cheers and tosses confetti in what seems like a perfect beginning. But their marriage eventually crumbles. After having two children, Juniper and Gus, Shiloh discovers Ryan has been having affairs with several theater colleagues. Their divorce is complicated by custody arrangements, with Ryan refusing to physically leave their children and blocking Shiloh's car when she tries to leave with them. They eventually work out a chaotic but equal arrangement, 2 weekdays each, with Ryan taking 3 weekend days, then switching the next week. These divergent life paths reflect the fundamental differences between Carrie and Shiloh's approaches to life. Carrie commits fully to his chosen path, even when it's difficult, while Shiloh finds herself caught in a marriage that doesn't fulfill her. Both experience disappointment and growth, preparing them for their eventual reunion. After their encounter at Mikey's wedding, Shiloh and Carrie begin rebuilding their connection through a series of interactions that gradually bridge the 14-year gap between them. When Carrie's mother Lois breaks her hip and needs surgery, Shiloh steps in to help, accompanying her through radiology and holding her hand. She keeps Carrie updated by text throughout, and when he flies in to help but finds himself without a place to stay due to family conflict, Shiloh invites him over. Their renewed friendship develops through shared challenges. Shiloh helps Carrie with the difficult task of cleaning out his mother's house to prepare it for sale, making sandwiches for everyone and offering emotional support. When Carrie's sister Jackie becomes confrontational about their mother's care, Shiloh and her mother Gloria stand by Carrie, with Gloria even ordering Jackie off her property. As they spend more time together, their old dynamic reemerges: the comfortable banter, the inside jokes, the deep understanding of each other's thoughts. But there's also a new maturity to their interaction. When Shiloh confesses she's no longer the black-and-white thinker she once was, admitting, "I'm never sure about anything. Everything is complicated. Everyone is flawed. Most things are a compromise," Carrie sees how she's grown and changed. This gradual reconnection culminates in an emotional conversation where they finally confront what happened 14 years ago. Carrie reveals he had been head over heels during their weekend together and would have done anything for her, while Shiloh insists she was just scared of rejection. Their perspectives clash dramatically. Carrie believed they were beyond dating and would naturally be together someday, while Shiloh had no idea he felt that way. Carrie thought his actions spoke for themselves. Shiloh needed words. This honest confrontation allows them to understand the misunderstanding that kept them apart for so long and opens the possibility of a future together. As Shiloh and Carrie's relationship deepens, they must navigate the complex reality of blending their lives, particularly the challenge of integrating Carrie into Shiloh's family with her two young children. Initially, Juniper is resistant to Carrie's presence, dramatically exclaiming, "Oh my lord," when he squeezes into the back seat between the children's car seats and running to her room upset when she sees him at the door. But Carrie gradually wins her over, showing genuine interest in her drawings and treating her with respect. With Gus, Carrie connects by spending hours playing trucks, demonstrating his commitment to building relationships with both children. The complexity extends to their respective families as well. Carrie's relationship with his mother and sisters is strained by disagreements over Lois's care and the sale of her house. His sister Jackie accuses him of selfishness, while he insists they must sell their mother's house so she can qualify for Medicaid and continue rehabilitation. These family tensions add another layer of challenge to their relationship. Meanwhile, Shiloh must navigate co-parenting with her ex-husband Ryan, who enforces an overnight rule: no overnight guests when the kids are present. When Ryan discovers Carrie has spent the night on Shiloh's couch while the children were home, he confronts her about breaking their agreement, despite her explanation that Carrie simply needed a place to stay because his mother was in the hospital. These family complexities represent the reality of building a relationship in adulthood. It's no longer just about the two individuals, but about integrating their entire lives with all the messy complications that entails. Unlike their college days when they could spend an isolated weekend in Shiloh's dorm room, now their relationship must exist within the context of their established lives and responsibilities. Before Shiloh and Carrie can fully commit to a future together, they must confront and heal the wounds of their past, both individual traumas and the pain they've caused each other. For Carrie, this means addressing his complicated family history. His father, Rod, died of a heart attack when he was 8, and his mother had multiple marriages, some to abusive men like Lyle, who once broke the padlock on Carrie's bedroom door with a baseball bat. Most significantly, Carrie carries the secret that his mother is actually his grandmother, and his birth mother is his sister Jackie, a fact he discovered on free lunch program paperwork but has never confronted his family about. Shiloh has her own family wounds. Her mother never married, working as a waitress and bartender while raising Shiloh alone. Most men came for just one night, though a few lasted longer. Shiloh suspected many were married, including possibly her father. Her mother never wanted her to know these men. They never came upstairs except to use the bathroom, and Shiloh's door had a lock that her mother reminded her to use. These childhood experiences shaped both Carrie and Shiloh's approaches to relationships. Carrie's need for control and tendency to shut down emotionally, Shiloh's anxiety and fear of abandonment. They must recognize and address these patterns to build a healthy relationship. They must also heal the specific wound of their misunderstanding 14 years ago. When they finally discuss what happened, they realize they were operating under completely different assumptions. Carrie thought they were beyond dating and would naturally be together someday, while Shiloh had no idea he felt that way and feared rejection. Carrie believed his actions spoke for themselves. Shiloh needed explicit words of commitment. This healing conversation allows them to understand what went wrong and create space for a different outcome this time. When Carrie finally says what he should have said years ago, "Shiloh, I think we're meant to be together," and Shiloh responds with her own truth, "Carrie, I'm in love with you and I'm so scared to lose you," they begin to bridge the gap that kept them apart for so long. After years apart, misunderstandings, and personal growth, Shiloh and Carrie finally find their rhythm together. Their relationship is no longer defined by what could have been, but by what can be now, a mature love that acknowledges challenges while embracing possibility. Carrie proposes to Shiloh after spontaneously performing as the old oak tree in a children's theater production where she plays the mushroom princess. Though the timing seems impulsive, it represents the culmination of feelings that have persisted for decades. Shiloh initially responds with no, not to the proposal itself, but to the situation, listing all the reasons it wouldn't work: her immobility in Omaha, her baggage, and especially her children. But Carrie insists he's thought about these challenges and is ready to face them together. Shiloh ultimately gives a yes with an asterisk, acknowledging she thinks it's probably a bad idea, but is obviously in love with him. As their relationship progresses, the asterisk gradually disappears. They navigate the practical challenges of a military relationship, with Carrie stationed in San Diego while Shiloh remains in Omaha with her children. They develop a rhythm of visits, with Shiloh traveling to California and discovering the ocean is big and blue, but exactly like the pictures. They make plans for their future. Carrie puts Stratcom at the top of his preference sheet for his next assignment, determined to live near Omaha, in the hills, among the trees, with Shiloh and her children. They discuss the possibility of having a child together, with Carrie researching tubal ligation reversals and in vitro options, though he assures Shiloh, "I'm already getting what I really want. I want you." With Carrie back in her life, Shiloh finds herself rediscovering aspects of herself she'd forgotten, using a deeper voice she never used with Ryan, making jokes she never would have shared with her ex-husband, and laughing in a way she hadn't in years. Unlike her relationship with Ryan, where she thought she was lucky to have someone who didn't need to look in her eyes, with Carrie, she wants to push through her own discomfort and look directly at the sun. Their wedding in Miller Park, with a reception at the Youth Wrestling Hall, symbolizes their journey. Carrie wears his navy blue suit rather than his navy uniform because Shiloh wants to focus on the man, not his service. During a quiet dance together, Shiloh apologizes for taking so long to reach this point, telling Terry fiercely that she wants to make him so consistently good that the days lose specificity, a blur of milk and honey. Carrie, eyes shining, responds with the perfect summation of their decades-long journey. You got here just in time. The final image of the book perfectly encapsulates Carrie and Shiloh's relationship through a masterfully crafted flashback scene that resonates with both literal and symbolic meaning. During their high school days, Shiloh wears a distinctive vintage wide-brimmed hat adorned with a black gauzy bow, a fashion choice that draws mockery from their classmates and makes Carrie privately question her taste. The hat becomes more than just an accessory. It represents Shiloh's individuality and her willingness to stand out despite others' judgments. After staying late for yearbook work on a bitter autumn evening, the wind, fierce and unpredictable like their future relationship, catches her beloved hat, sending it tumbling down the concrete sidewalk and around the corner. Their classmates' laughter echoes across the parking lot as they call out that he'll never catch it, treating the moment as mere entertainment. But Carrie, without a moment's hesitation or concern for his own dignity, sprints after it into the gathering dusk. What follows is a chase that takes him across several blocks, through puddles and past startled pedestrians. The hat keeps dancing just beyond his reach, much like his relationship with Shiloh will do in the years to come. Meanwhile, Shiloh and Mikey wait in the cold, their breath visible in the autumn air, until Carrie returns, panting, muddy, but triumphant, with Shiloh's hat clutched carefully in his hands. Mikey, who has watched their relationship develop over the years, observes with characteristic insight, "There's your man." These three simple words carry the weight of prophecy. This pivotal moment captures the essence of their relationship on multiple levels. It showcases Carrie's unwavering commitment to Shiloh, his willingness to chase after what matters to her, even when it seems futile or ridiculous to others. The scene foreshadows how he will pursue their relationship years later, with the same determination and disregard for other skepticism. His actions demonstrate not just persistence, but a fundamental understanding that sometimes the most meaningful gestures are the ones that others might find foolish. Slow dance is ultimately a meditation on timing and second chances, suggesting that some connections are so fundamental they can withstand years of separation and misunderstanding. The novel weaves through their lives like that autumn wind, showing how two people can orbit each other for years before finally finding their moment. It argues that sometimes the right person at the wrong time can become the right person at the right time if you're willing to wait, to grow, and most importantly, to chase after what truly matters with unwavering conviction. The hat chase becomes a metaphor for their entire relationship. Sometimes, love requires pursuing what others dismiss as impossible, braving the elements, and returning triumphant despite all odds.